back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789, or text us at that number. You know, I want to talk a little bit about an article I read the other day in Newsweek. And it basically is asking the question, is America the world's greatest democracy? And, you know, we hear it over and over again. And so many Americans will swear that we are the greatest democracy on earth. But I don't think we really understand what democracy is and the definition of it. And so in this article, Mr. Chauncey DeVega says that he doesn't believe that our country even cracks the top 50 nations in the world when it comes to democracy. And I got to delving into this more and giving thought to it more and asking questions myself. You know, are we a great democracy, and what makes a great democracy, and where does truth come into the picture when we're talking about democracy? And so as I read more into this article, the more I had to question why we continue to say in this country that that's what we are, when we are more plutocracy. We spend more time spending time and supporting corporations and the wealthy than we do the average citizen. Nobody can challenge that. It is a fact. And so if that is a fact, and it is, you know, you think it's not, 844-967-2789 is our number. Let's debate to why you are wrong. You know, no nation and no democratic nation is, you know, based solely on the truth. There are going to be lies and myths and all sorts of things that are going to be said in the guise of what's democracy. But when we look at what is taking place ourselves and know that something is not right, and you almost feel like, you know, you're up against the wall, man. You can't talk with people. People don't want to hear what you are saying when it comes to, you know, this kind of conversation about our nation. They don't want to believe that our nation is the one that is the furthest away from democracy almost as any of the other nations. Let me read a little bit of this article and then we'll continue the conversation. Nations are built on myths and lies, mixed of course with bits of the truth. The United States is no different, but our nation's myths and lies are more extravagant than most. America, we are told to believe, is an exceptional and indispensable nation, the world's greatest democracy, a shining city on a hill. Those beliefs are delusional, sometimes to the extreme. While the American experiment in democracy is historically important, for most of its existence, the United States was an overtly racist nation whose democracy was defined by exclusion. First and foremost, the exclusion of Black people and women, but also the exclusion of Native Americans, many non-white immigrant groups, and poor people in general. Furthermore, while claiming to be an exceptional nation and the world's greatest democracy, the U.S. has consistently supported authoritarian and anti-democratic regimes around the world whenever that was deemed to serve the national interest. Now, I know that to be factual. You know that what I just read is factual. It is what has occurred and continues to occur in this nation. Well, then why do you and I continue to let people be disillusioned who know that that definition of democracy is not a reality in this country? You know, those plutocrats who are in charge of this nation continue to mislead us, to believe that this country is something that it's not, that it hasn't ever been, and it's getting worse at. Well, why are we as Americans unwilling to challenge our country? I don't, you know, I don't understand why, you know, we want to continue with this lie. You know, our nation could be a much better nation if the American people were willing to be honest about what is happening with our nation. Listen, I don't get any added lift in my life for saying the things that I'm saying. I do know that the things that I'm saying are right, and that, you know, because there are others who aren't willing to say it, they don't. And then that somehow makes me a bad guy because I watch what happens in our society. I watch people suffer in this country constantly. You know, if you are one who doesn't have to suffer, then that's fine. And, you know, that's great for you. But there's so many in this country that continue to suffer when it doesn't have to be that. If we were a true democracy, we certainly wouldn't have as many people suffering. Children, you know, the fact that, you know, we have all these children who continue to suffer in our society is a testament that this is not a democracy. The elderly who continue to suffer in this country is a testament that our nation is not right. It never has been and never will be until we are willing to stand up and say that our nation is still suffering some growing pains. After all, it's still the youngest democracy in the world. And it certainly needs more cultivation. But if you and I don't bring about the change necessary in our society to make it a better place, then we continue to get what we're getting. Who do we have on the line, Sam?
We have Don calling in from south side of Milwaukee, and he's wondering if we can head back to the produce talk or the meat talk that we were having.
Absolutely. Hey, Don, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Hey, Earl. Welcome back to the airways. It's so gratifying to hear your voice again. I wanted to make a few comments before you head. Before you headed into your guest, you mentioned something about the food. I don't know if you ever heard of this DVD. They used to call it Food Incorporated. I don't know if you ever heard of that DVD.
No.
Well, you should, if you ever get a chance to see that, try to get a hold of that. My God.
Oh, you said it's a food DVD.
It's a regular DVD, and it calls it. And the title of the DVD. I guess I'm not very articulate. I'm sorry.
No.
The food. The name of the DVD is Food Incorporated. In other words, it's like a corporation. And my God, if you look at that, you had mentioned about the FDA. And the Department of Agriculture, those are organizations that are supposed to protect us, right?
Right.
Okay. My God, by the time you get the feeling that it's the other way around, they're trying to protect the corporations. Well, first of all, I guess, did you know there's only four major meat.
Yeah, for state. State.
Right. Throughout the whole nation, where years ago you had all kinds of slaughterhouses. You know, you didn't have them. Just and what's happening, unfortunately, to our food is, this is my idea, of course, with this capitalistic society, you've turned one buys the other one out. Pretty soon, it's a monopoly, and all they're interested in is making money. They don't care about our health. And the thing is, okay, if you've only got four suppliers, if the Department of Agriculture shuts one down, then there'll be a shortage of food. So who's running the show? It's the corporations. And the trouble is, you had mentioned how people were getting sick. It shows on this. He had ate some tainted meat, this kid.
Right.
And he was dying. It was similar to what you said, about, you had mentioned earlier that someone actually was got poisoned from food. I don't know exactly.
Yeah, children. Children, right.
Children, right. And it came from the, it shows in there how McDonald's has a contract with a chicken farmer. He owns thousands, over 10,000 chickens. They inject them with a hormone. They get so fat, they lay on their back dying from a heart attack.
That's all. Almost all of the large meat producers and manufacturers use hormones. If in fact they were concerned about the health and well-being of the American citizens, it would be outlawed. But because the American citizens don't have any value in the society. Hey, hang on, Don. Hang on a second. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. Yeah.